You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
We have a special guest joining us in studio. Cam, why don't you introduce the fabulous...
We've got the fabulous, the wonderful Holiday Knight, who is the hostess of Drag Roulette at Molly's, also known as Justin, and my good friend.
Yay!
Oh, I didn't have that up on my screen at that time.
Right,
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's when Cam said it was a friend of his. I was like, oh.
Oh, okay.
Like, shocked that they exist, you know.
They're few and far between. But I
welcome to the show, Holiday Knight.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yep, pretty perky yourself for having a bit of a late night last night, because your special night is on Sunday nights, right?
Yes, I am very well versed in the art of backing it up on a Monday morning.
Right. Well, the art of backing it up is very important here at Joy.
Also need to give a shout out to the fact that girl is sick, so yes. She is fighting through it.
I am currently dying on the inside.
Oh, actually sick. Yeah. Actually not dying. Like sickening.
Yeah. She's that as well.
Yeah.
So I've known Justin, okay, Holly, for about 2 years now, and in the very early stages, when you first were getting started, I remember we met just before you started going to a little event, also at Molly's, called Baby Drag.
Yes.
And kind of getting started there. Do you want to walk us through kind of where you got started and where it all kind of came from?
Yeah, well, mostly. So I started drag through the Chargers, the Melbourne Rugby Club, of all places. So a couple of us on the supporters crew of the team were like, you know, it'd be really funny is if we have some drag cheerleaders for an event. So that kind of started it. But about 2.5, almost 3 years ago, I was like, you know what? I actually love this, so I'm going to start doing it for real. And I went to Baby Drag and I did a Beyonce number. I had a packed venue and it was like, nah, this is my thing. I'm staying here now. And then literally about a year after that, I got the opportunity to host my own show at Molly's. So we started Drag Roulette, which is on every Sunday. And it is the most fun I've ever had. And it's been the most amazing experience.
If you don't mind me asking, Holly, Justin, how old are you?
I am turning 29 next month.
Okay, so it took you till your sort of mid to late 20s before you first started doing drag in this kind of big public way.
Yeah.
So when you sort of went on stage for the first time, that must have been like quite an epiphanous type moment for you where you thought, wow, I'm meant to do this. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, I've always had people tell me that I should do drag because I can be quite over the top and out there and expressive. And I've always been told, do drag. And I was like, no, not really my thing. It's not what I want to do. But then I think moving to Melbourne and seeing the massive variety of drag that we have here, it kind of opened up my eyes to more aspects of it. And then, yeah, like I said, once I started doing it, I have not looked back. It's been amazing.
Awesome.
And I think that's the main reason that we wanted to have you in here this morning was, so for those in the know, and basically that's everyone, RuPaul's Drag Race, the All-Star season, just ended on Saturday. And there's a bit of a tendency from a lot of people out there to kind of consider the queens from RuPaul's Drag Race as the only drag out there, which is so not true. Mm. And there was drag before RuPaul. There'll be drag after RuPaul.
Well, more importantly, there's people that probably only watch RuPaul's Drag Race and have no actual experience going to like a local drag show. They see this TV show which shows them in a certain way, doing certain things, and they have no idea what an actual drag night entails or what it actually includes.
Yeah, exactly. So we wanted to kind of have you in here and talk about like the importance of local drag and like why supporting it is so important. Why do you think supporting local drag is so important to you?
Well, you know, as you brought up RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's definitely there's RuPaul's Drag Race fans and then there's drag fans. So there's two types of people, and it's very much there are a large group of people who will only go to RuPaul shows.
Yes.
When the Queens tour with the various companies around Australia, and then there are those that obviously go to locals. But all RuPaul queens were local queens before they were on the show. So if you're not supporting people before they become famous, you know, what are you doing?
Them.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of local queens will get judged for not having these extravagant, like, outfits and amazing wigs and all of this stuff. But, you know, if you're not coming to our shows, we're not getting booked, we're not getting paid. So we can't afford these things like a RuPaul queen who, you know, is traveling around the world mostly for free, getting paid for these gigs and has all these sponsorships and whatnot. So if you're not supporting the local queens, it makes it so much harder for us to get on that same level as a RuPaul queen.
You guys don't have that sort of inbuilt PR that the RuPaul girls all have. You know, you've got to do it from yourselves, often starting literally from nothing to become these fabulous personalities that we see on stage. So it is very different. Holiday night, stay with us. We're going to keep talking more about the local drag scene and more about your Sunday nights here on Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam on Joy.
Fueling you for the week ahead. Start your Monday right with Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam.
7 minutes to eight. You are on the Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam. That was The Middle with Zed and Grey and Maren Morris.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
And joining us right now in studio, the fabulous, the wonderful Holiday Night.
You have to say like Holly because it's Holiday Night.
Holiday
Night. Oh, okay. It's not,
thanks.
She'll make your whole week.
That is the tagline. Holiday night, she'll make you whole week.
All right. Tell me how it is. That's fine.
Yeah.
Drag me. It's all good. So tell her, you do this great Sunday night, which of course Rach and Cam went to last night, and you're all doing quite
Instagram
well.
Instagram story.
Yeah, you definitely can. So Drag Roulette.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So Drag Roulette is an open stage that any drag performer can show up to before 5 p.m. And then they get their names put into a bucket, and then throughout the night we'll have two shows. So we randomly pick out names from the bucket, they go on stage, and then we hit shuffle on a playlist. And they just have to go with the flow. Whatever comes out of the speakers, they have to just do. And then the best one from each round goes through to a finale. And then the final three or four sometimes will battle it out for cash prizes. So we give away $100, $75 and $50 prizes.
And everyone gets really excited over the $50.
They do. It's kind of the
gag
now.
I didn't realise that was a thing. Yeah. One of the queens was like, shh, to the $100 and the $75 because everyone was like, woo! And they're like, no. And then $50 and it was like, woo! Oh, I just hit my microphone. But it was so very exciting. Yeah.
That's how exciting $50 is.
Yeah.
It was that thing, though. We were sitting there watching it, and it was, our first time there. It won't be my last time for sure. But when we were watching it, I was just like, this has built up such a community around it already.
Absolutely.
That people know all the little in jokes, and, there was so much kind of love for it from the community. Mm. I think the thing that I loved most was, being open and giving queens that, maybe don't, book shows every week at the clubs around Melbourne. You had queens that got up there and like, I don't know the words, but I'm totally going to own this. Mm. And like, you had people getting through to the final who I'm like, you didn't hit a single lyric, but it's okay because you definitely showed up.
Absolutely. I've had people win the top prize without knowing a single word to a single song that they did throughout the night. And it's just, and to go back to your comment about being community, it really is like all the queens and kings, we get kings as well, come in because we open from 3, they get there a lot earlier to get that liquid courage going. And everyone hangs out. And then a lot of the times after the shows, they'll actually all together like, collectively go off for a meal together, and it's become this really massive drag family, which is absolutely amazing. You don't see that in drag communities around Australia a lot. It's like some like small cliques, but this is like, we have something like 60 queens and kings that will rotate through the roster that just show up and will come and go as many times as they want, and it's absolutely amazing. It's so great.
And I think that was the big thing, is that you had so many different types of drag up on that stage because there was nothing barring entry for any of them. They turn up at the right time, some of them a little later. I'm looking at karaoke. They get to just kind of turn up and be like, this is my craft, and it's kind of a judgment-free space, which I thought was really great, because with a lot of drag fans, everyone goes, well, they didn't do enough stunts, or they didn't do any death drops.
Oh, I and hate all that stunts. Kind of stuff. I have banned stunts. I'm finished.
I will say there was one stunt I lived for last night where one of the queens lay down on the stage and then literally just rolled off it.
Off the stage.
Yeah.
That was her big move, and the crowd went wild.
It's also my go-to move, actually, as well.
Just how I get out of most conversations that I want. I just lie down and roll.
Just roll out of there. It's amazing.
But yeah, Holly, I think...
Henry, you go.
No, you go, Rach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say that you are like an all-rounder queen? Because there's some queens that are like specifically really good at lip-syncing, which you were, and others who are like comedy queens, which you also were very good at. and then others are just like the look, which you also had. Like,
would you say that one thing
was like, is your specific?
What do you like the most?
I love hosting. I like to host. Yeah. You know, both in and out of drag. You know, I got my gig because I see all these amazing drag shows and I'm like, it's amazing. It was great. But I just want to host the night. I don't want to do these big production numbers.
Yeah.
I'm not great with group choreography. Just ask Lisa Mann and Tequila Schmockingbird. I can do a figure eight. So I pulled Shane, the venue manager, aside one time and I was like, literally in tears, like, just give me a show to host. I just want to be funny on a microphone. That's all I want. And it's been an amazing 2 years ever since. And that's kind of where I think my strengths are is, you know, my look isn't always polished. My lip syncs are funny, but I'm not a great dancer in heels. But I host with the best of them, I feel.
Like,
I love it. It's my favourite thing to do.
Awesome. Look, holiday night, Sundays, you can check out Drag Roulette at Molly's from 3pm.
3pm, doors open.
So head there for a really fun-filled evening, endorsed heavily by Rach and Cam.
Very heavily.
I'll have to come 1 week as well and check it out now because I'm small. Yes. I want to see
and they have
myself.
$10 pizzas.
Well, there you go.
And water is free.
Chicken nugget pizzas.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, which I didn't know about until after I ordered my pizza and then I got read for filth by Holly.
Well, now I'm definitely going. Holiday night. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Catch you every Sunday at Molly's at Drag Roulette. It's a big breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam on Joy.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.